All right, sister, today I have a little bit of a treat for you because we get to dive into Proverbs 31. Yes, you heard it. Proverbs 31 using the 7-minute sit method. My 7-minute sit method. Can you really dive into Proverbs 31 in 7 minutes? Oh, yes, sister, you certainly can. In fact, if you actually time the moment that I started this, you will see that it's actually less than 7 minutes. And you'll see why. I'm going to teach you why the sit method works and it helps you dive into the Bible in 7 minutes, particularly good for the weekday when you have to kind of rush in the mornings, go to work, but you still have to have like a You still want to have like a really awesome and deep Bible study. And there is a reason why this is short. And you'll see, you're going to learn that the digging deeper into certain parts will happen on a different day. And that's part of the process. But when you go and do the sit method, you're digging deep and you are reflecting on thoughts that already become powerful for your day. So you still leave there with power, with ready for your day, ready to take on the day, having that calm in the chaos in the morning, finding that peace with the Lord, ready to just take on whatever comes your way. And then you get to dig deeper later when you have a little more time. So I'm going to get into it. So in this episode, you're going to see this is actually taking from a live Bible study I did in my community called Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. If you are not part of that community, sister, I invite you to join by going to bit.ly/let's be intentional. That's bit.ly/let's be intentional. Join the community because I'm going in there now to do live Bible studies. I actually asked you guys what you wanted me to do a study on, so I listened to you. And so this last month, you guys wanted me to talk about freedom from overwhelm. This month, actually, for February, well, by the time you're listening to this, it's March. But for this particular last month, you wanted me to do a study on overcoming overwhelm. So I took two actually examples, two stories. This episode is part one of this live Bible study, which goes through the sit Bible study method. Okay. And then for the next one, you'll see that I end up finishing this sit Bible study method by digging deeper. I take what you have learned here today, and we go deeper next week, and we get into the inquiry part, which is part of the sit method. Because the sit method doesn't just end that day, it will finish that weekend. And that's why you can do it in 7 minutes. But it makes it powerful because you get to have your questions answered usually pretty much by the weekend or on the day that you have a little more time. So we're going to get into that in part two next week. So tune in because we will get deeper into this story of the Proverbs 31 woman, and you will get insights that perhaps you have not seen before through this story. And if you've read it a million times, you're going to get insight, trust me. And then we're going to do our next method beyond that. So this March is going to be so full of methods and ways of studying your word effectively, efficiently. I'm going to give so much away to you, my sister. I'm super excited. Join by going to bit.ly/let's be intentional. And if you want a free copy of the guides that I use, the workbooks that I use in this particular Bible study and in the next few, just click in the show notes. The link will be there and you can go ahead and get your free copies. All right, my sister? All right, let's do it.
Are you so busy and overwhelmed that you can't get enough time to connect with God? Are distractions robbing you of your time with Jesus? Is your motivation to spend time in the Word just not what it used to be? Do you want to be more consistent in your personal Bible study? Welcome home, sister. I'm Rosie, a mom, wife, teacher, and devoted disciple of Jesus. And like you, I struggled to stay consistent with my Bible study. When life got busy, I felt so overwhelmed that spending time in God's Word was no longer a priority. In my hardest seasons of life, my motivation to be in the Bible grew weak. I lost my convictions and walked away from God. But by His grace, my faith was restored, and with a conviction to never take God's Word for granted again. If you're tired of letting the enemy steal away your time, energy, focus, and motivation, then sister, this podcast is for you. So go reheat your coffee, dust off your journal and Bible, and get ready to take back your time.
Let's get into the word. So the first method we're going to do, and I'm here sharing my screen. Hopefully you can see that. I could see that you can see it because I'm looking at my other screen here. Perfect. And this is called, we're going to use a sit Bible study method right now. believe it or not, we're going to be looking at Proverbs 31, verse 10 to 31. And I laugh because, you know, when I first was going through, what should I use for this Bible study? Like, what should I, like, it was hard because there's a few out there. There's a few, and there's another story we're going to share, a very popular one. But I was like, could you do Proverbs 31 in 7 minutes? Yeah, you can, using the SIT method. So we're going to do it. We are going to do this. Okay. So why Proverbs 31? Why did I choose Proverbs 31 for a freedom from overwhelm Bible study? That might seem contradictory, because if you know the Proverbs 31 woman, you'll know that you probably look at her, you're probably like, she was probably one of the most overwhelmed women in the world. She had a lot going on. She did. She was very busy, but busy in good ways, right? So she did. She had a lot going on in her life. I don't imagine her life was very easy. But the reason I chose her, there's some thoughts that I wrote down after I studied these verses very carefully. And I looked at them again today just to find more gems in there. And I was like, whoa, okay, I think we can use the Proverbs 31, wife of noble character, to really show someone who was busy and who was a mother and who was a businesswoman who did all these things, but still glorified God. I can't imagine that she struggled from overwhelm after I did this study carefully. At first I did, but I'll show you some things I saw and tell me if you agree with me. So in the chat, if you can, I know that if you're driving right now or if you're doing something, you can participate in the chat. No worries. Feel free to comment later if you want. And I would love your participation if you can't comment now. But if you can, tell me, when you think about the Proverbs 31 woman, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? What comes to mind? So, like I said, busy came to mind for me. Wonder Woman is another word that came to mind. But let's look at this scripture, okay? I'm going to read through it, and I'm going to do it very quickly so I can show you that you can do this in 7 minutes, okay? All right. As you're reading, I want you to thank you. Her wisdom, Idania. Her wisdom. She was wise, for sure. We're going to see that. I'm definitely going to draw that out. Thank you, Idania, for putting that in there. So what words stand out about her as we read, just type them in, that are like admirable? That's what I want you to write down. Those will be words that you'll probably write down for your thoughts. Like, oh yeah, this is admirable, that's admirable. And there's probably a bunch of words. Maybe choose a couple. You don't have to write all of them. It's okay. And then when you come to a word or words that you want to find out something more about, write the word and put a question mark next to it. Now, you can do this by highlighting. You can either highlight your Bible or write down the words in a journal. Use different color of highlighters. Originally, I had this highlighted, but when I copied and pasted it again, as I did it, it erased. So I don't have it highlighted right now, but I'm going to highlight it as I go. But I'm going to read first. Okay, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her. I'm going to highlight that, full confidence. And lacks nothing of value. She brings him good and not harm. Another highlight. You guys can highlight something else if you want. You don't have to highlight what I'm highlighting. You can write down whichever words come to mind. She selects wool and flax and works with her eager hands. I'm going to highlight the word eager, but I'm going to put that in blue because I want to find out more about it. That's going to be my question mark. I'm going to look into eager more. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still night. Ooh, while it is still night. I want to find out more about that. What's that all about? Does she sleep? Does it mean something else? We're going to find out. She provides food for her family. I'm highlighting provides. She considers a field and buys it. I'm going to highlight the word considers, and I'm going to put that in blue because I want to look into the word considers more. What does that mean in that context? She sets about her work vigorously and her arms are strong. I'm going to put strong as a positive for her task. She sees that her trading is profitable. Ooh, profitable. She makes some money. She's making some money, honey. And her lamp does not go out at night. I'm going to find out more about that lamp not going out at night. In her hand, she holds the distaff and grasps the spindle with her fingers. Ooh, what the heck does that look like? And the spindle, I'm going to put a little, and you know what? I already know because I did my research. I have a YouTube channel, a YouTube link that I'll share with you guys. I know because I did my research earlier, but for the sake of doing this with you, there's a video I found that look, you know, where you can see the distaff and it's so cool. Anyway, she opens her arms to the poor. Ooh, opens her arms to the poor, extends her hands to the needy. This is a positive. I love this. This will be like a reflection, and extends her hands. Okay, when it snows, she has no fear for her household. For all of them are clothed in scarlet. I think that shows that she's providing pretty well for her family. Nothing wrong with that. She makes coverings for her bed, and she's clothed in fine linen and purple. Nice. Again, showing provision, right? She works hard. She makes a little money. She's a woman of status, it seems. Her husband is respected at the city gate. Her husband is respected. That is a positive. Where he takes his seat among the elders. So he's an elder. That's so cool. He's an elder. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She's selling stuff. Businesswoman right here. She sells. Nothing wrong with selling. And so, okay, she is clothed with strength and dignity. Ooh, I love this. So she's clothed with strength and dignity. That's a positive, highlighting strength. Dignity too, of course. Highlight that one. I love this. She can laugh at the days to come. I'm going to put that in blue because I want to talk about that a little later. This is so important. She speaks with wisdom. Ooh. Wisdom. And faithful instruction is on her tongue. Beautiful. She watches over the affairs of her household, and she does not eat the bread of idleness. So she's not just being a busybody. She's busy in a good way. She's being productive. Her children arise and called her blessed. Her husband also. I love this. Her children call her blessed. I think that might be a sign that she's a good mom. Her husband also. She must be a good wife. Not perfect. Nobody is. But she must be a pretty good wife. All right. And then next. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Wow. Surpass. That's wonderful. Here it is. Another thing that I could reflect on. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. I'm going to highlight that, fearing the Lord. And I think that goes along with wisdom, because I know there's a proverb that talks about the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So clearly her fear of the Lord, she's a woman who's a godly woman. Honor her for all that her hands have done, and let her works bring praise to the city gates. Honor her. Beautiful. So again, just going back to what I just did, I highlighted in yellow the words that I would write down for my reflection part, for my thoughts under the sit method. And in blue, I highlighted words that I would want to look up later, and I'll write that in the I section, I for inquiry. Those are questions or words that I want to look up in a dictionary, or I might want to find a YouTube video on this or something like that. So that's what I would do. So these blue words that I highlighted are words that I want to look into a little more. And I'll give you an example just real quick on the bottom. So we did all that and we're done. Was it 7 minutes?
It wasn't even, well, I mean, obviously writing time, we have to count that. But it was not even 7 minutes, I don't think. It didn't take too long, the sit method. We don't have to answer all the questions the same day. You can answer the questions in the weekend. Go back to them on a day where you have a little more time. If you only have 7 or 10 minutes to do a Bible study, then look up the questions later. If you can, do look them up right there and then. But if you can't, it's okay. You can use my sit method.
Hey, sister, if this episode encouraged or blessed you in some way, then the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. Also, I would love it if you join me in my Facebook community, Intentional Bible Study for Christian Women. There is an amazing sisterhood encouraging one another and praying for each other. And sister, if you've ever thought about connecting deeper with God through a consistent, powerful, and uniquely designed Bible study routine that works just for you and your time needs, look no further because I am your mentor and friend and your coach, and I can help you. All you need to do is write me at coachwithrosie@gmail.com. You can connect with me there, or you can check out theintentionalchristianwoman.com for more details. Lastly, if you haven't done so yet, I would invite you to leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This is the way that I know this show is blessing you. My sister, I love you. Know that I'm praying for you, and I will see you in the next one.